takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I found that interesting article that I came across on my news ticker.
Oh, Chuck's news ticker.
The headline is "Concrete Balls Threaten Indonesia Train." And here's the small blurb about it. Indonesia has adopted a potentially deadly new tactic in an attempt to stop people from illegally riding the roof of trains. Grapefruit-sized concrete balls hung over the tracks.
Balls? Go ahead.
That's just the little blurb about it. I don't think it's really worth reading.
No,
yeah, I don't think it's really worth. You get the idea just from the blurb. You know, sometimes there isn't enough explained in the blurb to make it know what you're talking about. But that was pretty to the point.
That's not a bad idea, because the people that jump on subway trains in New York, they subway ride. I don't know what it's called. Somebody please let me know. But it's like subway surfing, where they jump on top of these trains and they get hit by these stupid bridges. And it's they have to put concrete balls on top, and then they slide around. They won't be able to do it.
Why
did you
say balls?
Because that's the way Chuck says it. Balls.
Do I?
Go ahead, Rika. Say balls.
No, I'm not saying it.
You were going to speak to us tonight about the atomic clock.
I was going to speak to you about the atomic clock because it moved a second more towards midnight. Brian, do you know what the atomic clock is? Do you know what it is? The doomsday clock, I should say. Excuse me, not the atomic clock. The doomsday clock. The atomic clock is different.
Oh.
The doomsday clock.
Oh, okay, yes.
What is a doomsday clock?
It counts down to doomsday.
Thanks, Bri. I think Walter Cronkite just shot himself. No, it's Wednesday, yes. That's my doomsday. At least I know the day. Now, doomsday clock, it's a pretty much when, after they blew up the bomb and made the Trinitite that I want for Christmas, and all these, you know, World War II ended, all the scientists kind of got together and... What the hell was that?
I don't know. What was
right,
it?
Anyway, so...
I don't know.
Doomsday. I think Chuck had a stroke. Chuck, you there?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I didn't hear anything.
I mean, I don't know why I'm laughing at that. That's awful, but...
Chuck, don't go into the light. Chuck, don't go into the light.
I think I'm a little bit too young to be having strokes. I hope so, anyway.
Wait, who said Chuck, don't go into the light?
Michelle, you're off the chat.
Why
behind.
Why am I off the chat?
Michelle the K is bringing the funny to the show, and you are not. Oh, be careful, because sometimes you have to scroll it down. Because I had it in the middle, and I'm like, God, nobody's chatting. And then I realized my little thingy was in the middle. So scroll it down. All right, the doomsday clock was after all the scientists, you know, made the boom thing, they got together and they made the, what's it called? I actually have paperwork here. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. And then they decided they needed cover art for their magazine. Because they all, what? What are everybody laughing? Loser. I know.
I'm
anyway.
Laughing at your boom thing comment.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to hold it in, but I couldn't.
They made the boom thing, and then they all got together, because now after the war, they're saying to themselves, you know, this is not good. You know, what can we do with this? We have to control it in some way, shape, or form. So they took a lot of the scientists that were involved in it, a lot of the physicists and scientists from Germany and things like that, from their enemy, you know, that weren't jerks, and, you know, brought them all together. And they made this, what's it called? Like a committee. And they would discuss things. And then, so then they put out a magazine called The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, and then they hired somebody to do the artwork for the cover. So what the guy decided to do was use, you know, the idea that midnight was doomsday, and this is how close we are to doomsday. So initially it was set for, like, whatever, 8 minutes to midnight or 7 minutes. No, excuse me. When the clock was initially set to 7 minutes to midnight, meaning that it was this is how close we are to complete and utter Armageddon. So it's an actual clock. Well, not an actual clock. It's just a figurative clock. And then what would happen was if anything happened in the world, they'd move it back and forth. So if, oh, God, the Russians have missiles, we're screwed, then it would go to 2 minutes to midnight or whatever. And then very recently, it got moved up a minute because of all the stuff in China and Iran and stuff like that. But it doesn't move up. It's not like something that, moves all the time. I have the thing. Okay, 1949. Soviet Union tests its first atomic bomb, officially starting the nuclear arms race. Goes right to 11:57. They're like, boom. And then United States and Soviet Union test thermonuclear devices within 9 months of one another. This is the clock's closest approach to midnight since its inception. 11:58. We were 2 minutes to midnight.
Did you say nuclear?
No, I said nuclear.
Okay.
I don't say nuclear. So anyway, so then that's the problem. So let me see. The last change was, here we go. We're now at 11:55, FYI, because of lack of global political action to address nuclear weapons, stockpiles, the potential for regional nuclear conflict, nuclear power safety, and global climate change, which I think is interesting because now they're not just saying that it's purely in regards to nuclear energy. There's also a doomsday clock as opposed to, well, now we're having a global climate change, which I think is interesting because they put other, like, doomsday is doomsday. It's not just doomsday from a bomb. It's doomsday from whatever, which I think is kind of very, very interesting. So that's a doomsday clock, and I just wanted to bring that up because we are 1 minute closer to midnight. It is 12:05, and we're all going to die.
Oh, how pleasant.
Well, why can't they just set the clock back like 15 minutes like I do with my alarm clock? Then when the world ends, you're like, no, that's all right. You got another 15 minutes. Take a nap. Does this doomsday clock have a snooze button?
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
One cemetery where all my family's buried. Like, half of Bergen County is buried. It's just, when you die, you go there. I think it's law. Like, everybody's in the cemetery. So I was actually going to the cemetery, and I was on the wrong side of town, because I always take the back way into the cemetery. I was on the wrong side of town, so I'm like, all right, I'll take this way. It's full of lights, like a light every 20 feet. You have a light, but it'll get me to the cemetery, whatever. I'll go this way. So I'm sitting at the first light that you go in when you go into the next town that leads you to the cemetery, and here's a funeral coming. I'm like, oh, great. So they make the right onto, which is Ridge Road, and they're going, and they're all there. So the light's green, and I can't go. So I'm like, oh, great. Now I got a million lights, and I'm stuck behind a funeral procession. I'm like, wait a minute. I could just go in the funeral procession. So the last car goes. I see the car there doesn't have his lights on. He stops because it's a red light, because now these guys are going through the red light. Because I have the green, so as soon as they go, I go. Now I'm in the back of the procession. And I'm like, wait a minute. And this only works if you're going to the same place. I happen to be going to the same place. So I turn my lights on, I turn my radio off, and I was in the funeral procession. And I went to the cemetery. They made a left into the cemetery. I made a left into the cemetery. They made a left over to where they were going to bury the guy. I made a right where I had to go, and I made it. I beat all the lights. Wow. I felt bad about it.
Can you imagine?
I felt bad.
You just wanted to, like, run through the lights so you can get to, like, the bank before it closed.
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, I was just like, oh, wait a minute. I can actually run all these lights. But I was respectful. I turned the lights on. I turned the lights on in my car. I turned the radio off. And I, you know, I was very sad. I took my hat off. I'm like, okay, I'm part of this funeral procession now. And we were just blowing through every light. And it was, it literally is like a, like maybe like a 3 mile run with lights every block. And you're not allowed to do that anymore. I remember the last funeral I was in, they actually handed you a piece of paper with the directions. And I'm like, don't worry, you know, don't we follow each other? He's like, no, you're not allowed to anymore. You're not allowed to run red lights. You're not allowed, you have to follow, which I guess kind of does make a little bit of sense. But you're not allowed to do, like, it's weird. When you were in a funeral procession, you could rob a bank and get away with it. And now you can't do anything.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. Imaginary Radio Show, the friendly IRS.
I remember I had a friend growing up, and I was looking through some pictures that she had, and in the pictures was a dead guy in a coffin. And I asked her, I said, who's this? She's like, oh, that's Granddad. I'm like, what? And there are some people that take pictures of their dead people at the wakes. Does anybody ever heard of that? Yeah, no. And I'm looking, and there's a dead person in the coffin. Like, oh yeah, that's Granddad, and that's a you know before we buried him.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
I was talking about my future wake, and there's a couple funeral parlors by me that the decor is very old person like flowered wallpaper and stuff. I don't want that. I want a more slightly modern, tasteful funeral parlor.
You want like a discotheque?
No, but you know, I'm going to make mine unique, though. I'm going to have hidden messages. I'm going to have, like, press this button and you'll hear me say something.
That's funny, actually.
Yes. I want to hold a sign that says, I'm not really dead. I'm sleeping.
I told you I was sick.
Just
all right,
like
I have
that.
To run to the bathroom. Can you do the Brian O. Show while I go to the bathroom?
Welcome to the Brian O. Show, featuring Brian O. And I see we have a guest. Guest 12 is in the chat room. Welcome, guest 12. If you'd like to share your name, I'd be happy to say it on the Brian O. Show. I see Michelle is a big fan of the Brian O. Show. She's one of our chatters today.
More like the B.O. Show.
I prefer the Brian O. Show. Hey, Alicia, are you still awake?
I am still awake. I'm still listening, but
I'm
do have
sorry.
A headache.
A one-word answer would have been sufficient.
Shut up.
That's two.
That's
how
you're
it's not, it's one.
What, shit up?
Shut up.
Sounds like two.
S-H-A-D-D-U-P, shut up.
Michelle is pointing out that the two Bryans have terrible initials. We have a B-O and a B-M. Not good.
Remember when you were a kid with your first tape recorder and you just recorded yourself and your friends being stupid? Yeah, that's pretty much this show.
On a side note, I emailed
yes.
Chuck today.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the email, I was getting ready to click send. And I realized I forgot the H in his name. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send it anyway. See if he notices. Did you notice?
Did he notice?
Nope.
Did you notice?
I'm gonna go look right now.
It looks so funny. I'm like, I just called him Cuck.
Oh my god. Well, it could have been worse.
Could have been.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
All right, what time is it in Australia? Colin, what do you do for a living? As a motor mechanic. Oh, Colin on the chat says about 20 years ago I did work on his Citroën a few times.
Must be Australian.
I knew that you was going to know how to say that. I don't even know how to say it.
Citroën.
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 It's Australian for beer.
Citroën.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.